Welcome to the 10-5 podcast, the official podcast of the OPP Association. I'm Josh Jutras.
And I'm your co-host, Scott Mills, and we are the Strategic Communications Coordinators for the OPP Association. And in this episode, we will be talking about pension and retirement planning with Lisa Hillstrom, our Executive Officer of Pension and Benefits.
The OPP Association is the sole bargaining agent for the close to 10,000 uniform and civilian members of the OPP, and we also represent the interest of our retired members and their families. Our goal with this podcast is to get the word out to our members and the public about issues that affect policing, and in particular issues that impact the careers and the lives of our members.
Well, Josh, I've lost track of how many we've done on this whole retirement issue, but it's such an important issue, and one of our goals was to start talking about retirement planning, you know, way earlier in people's careers so that it wasn't a surprise to them when they came up later. This episode is kind of aimed at our regular full-time uniform and civilian members of our OPP Association. And it's for their retirement planning, and it's assumed that the member has achieved their early unreduced retirement date for all of the points that Lisa is going to make here. We'll get right into our topic here, pension and retirement planning.
And Lisa Hillstrom is the Executive Officer of Pension and Benefits for the OPP Association. She has been with us since 2006. And she joins us here on the 10-5 podcast. Lisa, it feels like we just talked 5 minutes ago. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Yeah, not a problem. As I said, it's always a pleasure to chat with you and Scott.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And we get such good information to get out to the membership, and specifically on that last episode with wills and powers of attorneys. And if you haven't listened to that, folks, go back and pick that one up from your favorite podcast platform. So Lisa, let's start with the basics. What pension plan do members of the OPPA contribute to?
OPPA members contribute to the Public Service Pension Plan that is administered by the Ontario Pension Board.
So Lisa, what early unreduced retirement provisions are available to OPP Association members?
The unreduced retirement provisions available within the Public Service Pension Plan are provisions that individuals can retire before age 65 with no reduction to their pension. For the uniform and civilian, there's some provisions that both would be entitled to, and others that only a uniform member or only the civilian members are entitled to. So the provisions available to both uniform and civilian members is the 60-20. So an individual has to be at least 60 years of age and have at least 20 years of pension credit. Then there's the factor 90. And the factor 90 is made up when based on the individual's age plus their years of pension credit. When they add up to 90 points, then they've achieved that factor 90. For the uniform members, they have the provision of the 50-30. And they have to be at least 50 years of age and have at least 30 years of pension credit. In some cases, some uniform members refer to the 50-30 as the factor 80, when in fact it's not a factor 80 at all, because the individuals do have to achieve both. And as I said, and I know I'm repeating myself, they have to be at least 50 years of age and have 30 years of pension credit. For the civilian members, they have access to the factor 85 provision. And the 85 factor is basically made up of the individual's age plus their years of pension credit. And when they add up to 85 points, then they have achieved that factor 85. Then an individual can also retire at age 65, and that's the regular retirement, but an individual does not have to retire at age 65.
Lisa, does a member have to retire when they become eligible for their early unreduced retirement date?
No, Josh. Members don't have to retire, and I think that's a great thing for them as well, because you know, there are some individuals that will want to retire when they do achieve their early unreduced retirement date, but there's going to be others that they're just not ready. So they may want to continue to accrue more pension credit. To give you an example, an individual who achieves their 60-20, They have at least 20 years of pension credit, but they may want to accrue more credit towards their pension. So they're going to want to continue to work and accrue additional credit, pension credit. One thing to keep in mind, though, you know, as I indicated before, there is no mandatory retirement at age 65, but when an individual does, in the year that they turn 71, in November of that year, they do have to start receiving their pension. So that's just one thing for individuals to be aware of and to think about as well.
Lisa, I've got a question here about how will a member's pension be calculated? And when you're answering this, as a retired police officer myself, it's always confusing to me to understand the 80 factor, 85 factor. And I was wondering if you could maybe explain some of that.
Well, Scott, you know, you mentioned the 80 factor and an 85 factor. It's very important to understand that the uniform members do not have an 80 factor. Some individuals do refer to the 50-30 as an 80 factor, but in fact, it is not. Because the 50-30 is an individual has to achieve both. They have to satisfy that they are 50 years of age and have 30 years of pension credit. Now, the 85 factor that you mentioned, that is available to the civilian members. And the 85 factor is made up, when an individual is eligible for that when their age plus years of pension credit add up to 85 points. Now, the other part of your question is how a member's pension is calculated. There are different calculations for a uniform and a civilian member. So if uniform members' pension is determined and based on the three-year average salary, and that's the 36 consecutive month period, that gives the individual that highest average salary, multiplied by the accrual for each year of pension credit, which is 2% for each year, and that is multiplied by the pension credit. A civilian member, their pension is calculated based on a four-year average salary, and that's being the 48 consecutive month period that gives the highest average salary for the civilian. Again, multiplied by the 2% accrual rate, same as the uniform members, and multiplied by the pension credit. It's also important to understand that an individual at age 65, so for those who retire before 65, they receive a bridge benefit. And at age 65, the CPP integration will be applied to their pension, which will result in the reduction of the pension they're receiving from the Ontario Pension Board. That calculation, it's a set calculation, which is the three-year average yearly maximum pensionable earnings in the year of retirement multiplied by 0.7% multiplied by pensionable credit. That is the calculation that will be done, and the individual will see, again, the reduction in their pension at that time. I would highly recommend an individual reviews their annual pension statement, because you will see on your annual pension statement, the estimate of your pension will be illustrated with the amount of your pension before 65 and after 65. And that helps provide an individual with the estimated amount of what their pension will be before 65 and after for retirement planning purposes.
Lisa, speaking of the pension board, can they confirm if a member is eligible for insured benefits when they retire?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, the Ontario Pension Board, they're the only ones who can confirm if an individual is eligible for insured benefits, because the eligibility is tied to how many years of pension credit an individual has with the Ontario Pension Board. So I always recommend anyone who has a question if they are eligible for insured benefits to contact the Ontario Pension Board directly.
The information you're giving it to us is just overwhelmingly complicated. And you know, feel free if you're listening to this to, you know, go back and listen to it again. That's why it's out here, is so that we can understand it. And Lisa, our next question is, does the Ontario Pension Board have any tools available for members to use to assist with their retirement planning?
Yeah, absolutely. The Ontario Pension Board has a lot of different tools. They've got a buyback calculator. They've got a pensionated estimator. So an individual can go online and you have to sign up for their secure side of their website, which I'd encourage every member to do. That estimator, you can do different estimates to determine if you want to retire this year and then 1 year later, or 2 years later. It gives an individual an idea of what their pension income would be. And this is good at any age. And that's the great thing, is that someone who has 15 years of pension credit compared to someone who has 25 years of pension credit, their retirement planning may look different, but they're going to have the same tools. And that individual with the 15 years of pension credit will be able to see the value of remaining and adding to that pension credit, so that they know what, you know, the estimated amount of what their pension will be when they do achieve their early unreduced retirement date. They also have a retirement planning tool that individuals can input the pension estimate that they've done. They can put their monthly expenses. They may have investments, RSPs, or things like that. They can put that in their retirement planning tool, which can assist the individual to determine if the amount of pension that they think they're going to be eligible for when they do retire, and based on their monthly expenses and things like that, if they're on track for the retirement of what they want their retirement to look like. They have certified financial planners that I'd highly recommend that individuals take advantage of. They can assist individuals with their retirement planning. And there's publications on their website. There's one specifically on CPP integration, if you want to understand that. There's one named Planning Today for Tomorrow. Take advantage of these tools because they're there and available.
Lisa, should members notify the pension board when they have provided their retirement notice to the employer?
Absolutely. They can. They don't have to, but they certainly can. And those who have signed up for the secure side of the website, there is a option to initiate your retirement. So individuals can do that, and that will notify the Ontario Pension Board that they are retiring and the specific date. Keeping in mind that the Ontario Pension Board cannot process or act on that retirement until they receive the notification from the employer.
Great information, Lisa. Do you have any more information that members should be aware of on the topic of pension and retirement planning?
You know, just some things that I would think about that for individuals that are getting close to their early unreduced retirement date, confirm that date with the Ontario Pension Board. If an individual has taken any leaves without pay greater than 30 days throughout their career, double check and ensure that the pension board, if the individual didn't buy that time back, that their early unreduced retirement date is accurate. And again, take advantage of those financial planners that are available and use the tools that are available on their website. And I'm really looking forward to the podcast that we will have with a representative from the Ontario Pension Board that will go into a lot more detail. And, just take advantage of the info that's there.
Lisa, as always, great information on this episode. And thank you so much for joining us to share that with us today.
No problem. As I said, I really enjoy it. And I'm just hoping that the podcasts are valuable and the individuals get a lot of information that's useful and maybe start thinking about their retirement.
For sure.
Thank you to you both, Josh and Scott.
Oh, thank you. And that is our episode for this week. New episode drops next Friday. And as always, all episodes are available on our website at oppa.ca/media. And if you like what you hear, please use that subscribe button. For Scott Mills, I'm Josh Jutras. And for everybody here at the OPP Association, thanks for listening and be safe.